The spread of Western eating habits around the world is bad for human health and for the environment. Those findings come from a new report in the journal Nature. There are ways to solve this diet, health, environment problem, but they will require a change in eating habits. And what we eat can be a product of culture, personal taste, price, and ease. David Tillman is a professor of ecology at the University of Minnesota. In the study, he examined information from 100 countries to identify what people ate and how diet affected health. Mr. Tillman noted a movement beginning in the 1960s. He found that as nations industrialized, population increased, and earnings rose. More people began to adopt what has been called the Western diet. The Western diet is high in refined or processed sugar, fat, oil, and meat. By eating these foods, people began to get fatter and sicker.
The excess, let's say, in the 15 richest nations in the world right now is on the order of about 400 or 500 extra calories a day that are eaten beyond what people need, and that leads to people to gain weight.
David Tillman says overweight people are at greater risk for non-infectious diseases like diabetes, heart disease, and some cancers.
Diabetes is shooting to very high rates in the United States and across Europe. Heart disease is a major cause of mortality in the Western countries. And unfortunately, when people become industrialized, if they adopt this Western diet, they're going to have these same health impacts. And in some cases, if you're Asian, actually have them more severely than even happens in the West.
China, he says, is an example where the number of diabetes cases has jumped.
From less than 1% to 10% of the population having diabetes as they began to industrialize over a 20-year period. And that hasn't leveled off yet. That's still going up. So, and that is happening all across the world, in Mexico and Nigeria and so on, just nation after nation.
And a diet bad for human beings, it seems, is also bad for the environment. As the world's population grows, experts say more forests and tropical areas will become farmland for crops or grasslands for grazing cattle. These areas will be needed to meet the increasing demand for food.
We're likely to have more greenhouse gas released in the future from agriculture because of this dietary shift than all the greenhouse gas that right now comes out of all of the cars and all the airplanes, boats, and ships, all forms of transportation. So our change in diet is likely to be worse for the world for climate warming than all the transportation sources we use right now.
Mr. Tillman calls the link between diet, the environment, and human health a trilemma. This is a play on the word dilemma, a problem offering a difficult choice. He says one possible solution is leaving the Western diet behind.